Begin the current daf Masechta Sanhedrin daf Kuf Gimel. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, where we're discussing three kings in the opening mission of our Perek of Perek Achelik, She'en Lam Chelik Amavod, that did not have a portion of the world to come. So Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Now there's actually Machlikis in the mission if he has a portion of the world to come or not, which the Gemara had said depends on if he did tshuva or not. So now the Gemara continues in Amr B'Yechon, says, Kala Omer Menashe Ein L'Chelik Mabo, whoever says that Menashe does not have a portion of the world to come, Merapi Yedei and Shel Bali Tshuva, is weakening the hands of the people that repent, that are Bali Tshuva. Because, as we said, as the Gemara is going to say, he did Tshuva, and if he doesn't have a portion of the world to come, people are going to say, what am I going to do Tshuva for? The Tani Tani Kamei Rabbi Yechon, like a teacher of Bryce, said in front of Rabbi Yechon, Menashe asked tshuva shleisha mishalosh shalom. Menashe did repentance for 33 years. How does he know that? The Chassid says in the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, Ben Shtayim Esther Shana Menashe B'Molchi. Menashe was 12 years old when he became king. V'chamisha v'chamish shana Melech B'Yerushalayim. And for 55 years he ruled over Yerushalayim. V'yas Asherah kasha asa Achav Melech Yisrael. And he made an Asherah, meaning a Vedizara tree, like Achav, who was the king of the Jewish people, had done, which sounds like that the amount of years that Achav sinned when he was a king, that's how long Menashe sinned. So says the Gemara, Kama Melech Achav, how long did Achav reign for? Esther Matat Nishnin, for 22 years, as said in the previous daf, the amount of letters that there are in the Torah. Menashe Kama Melech, how many years did Menashe rule? Chamisha Mechamish, 55. Says the Gemara, Dal Minayu Esther Matarkin. So take away the 22 years that Menashe sinned, correlating to the 22 years that Achav was king. Pashalahu Tlasa Batlas, he left with 33 years, which he did repentance, and therefore, according to those who want to say that he doesn't have a portion of the world to come, it's weakening the hands of those who say, what do you mean? He did Tshuva 33 years and he doesn't have a portion of the world to come. Rather, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Menashe has a portion of the world to come. Other teachings from Rabbi Yechanan, and these are Amr Yechanan, Meshim Rabbishim Ben Yechai. Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean the Pasuk in Divrei Yom HaBeis that says, V'yishma Elov, V'yichasulay, that he listened to him, Hashem listened to him, and he dug a tunnel for him. Says the Gemara, V'yichasulay M'bayalay, which is actually the Gersoyis in our Pasukim, that it should have said that he heeded to him, that he listened to his prayers, to Menashe. Why is it saying that he dug a tunnel for him? Says the Gemara, Malamet Sha'asla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kimin Machteres Berukhi. This comes to teach you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made like a tunnel for him in the heavens, K'dei L'kabla B'tshuva, that it could accept him in repentance, then they made this Hadin, because the attribute of justice wanted to stop that Hashem should not receive the repentance of Menashe because he was so wicked. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is that he made a tunnel in the sky and he stretched out his hand and received the tshuva of Menashe without the awareness of the attribute of justice. Another teaching from Amr B'Yechon, Meshim B'Shim Ben Yechai, says, "Mind what does it mean the pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Bereishis Mamlochis Yoyakim Ben Yishayo? Why when it talks about the beginning of the kingdom, it says, the beginning of the kingdom of Yoyakim, the son of Yishayo, so to Uksiv, it says later on, Bereishis Mamlochis Tzidkiyah, the beginning of the reign of Tzidkiyah. Why does it use by both of them the term Bereishis more than other kings? V'chiyara idno lahav malchi, what, up until them there were no other kings? And if it's just because you would think it's coming to say that it's talking about the beginning of his kingdom, it should have said like it says by other kings, Bishana Rishon Machuz, in the first year of his reign. Why is it used by both in the term Bereishis? Ella rather says the Gemara, the reason why it changed the wording by those two kings and it says Bereishis, it's coming to teach you regarding like the beginning of the creation of the world was by the days of Yoyakim. Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hachas Es Olam Kul L'Tovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to return the whole world back to emptiness, and desolation, like it was Bereishis, like in the beginning, when he first created the world. And the reason was Bishvil Yoyakim, because Yoyakim was wicked, he wanted to turn it all back to Bereishis. But Nistakel B'Dori, but he looked at the generation of Yoyakim, who were righteous people, because they didn't have yet the exile of HaCheresh V'Amaska, which were the big tzaddikim to Melchama, who were taken out the bubble, they were still around, and when the Skara died, so his consciousness had cooled down, which is a terminology to describe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're going to leave the world because of his generation, even though the king is so wicked. So to the opposite, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hachzaz Olam Kulu Tevavah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to return the whole world to what it was in the beginning, to emptiness, B'Shvil Doirishal Tzidkiyah, because of the generation of Tzidkiyah, who they were wicked. Because by that time already, all the righteous people had already gone to exile with Yoyachad. So all that was left were the wicked people with Tzidkiyah. So he wanted to destroy the world and bring it back to the beginning. But he looked at Tzidkiyah, who was the king, Vinaskara Daita, and for that he cooled down and left the world because of the king. That's why both of them says Bereishis, that there was an element of bringing the world back to what it was in the beginning. Now the Gemara asks, but Tzidkia not mixed, but Tzidkia, who he's saying that the reason why he saved the world because the righteousness of the king Tzidkia, but by him it also says the Pasim Lochem Beis, but Yasara Bein Hashem, that he did evil in the eyes of Hashem. So how can you say that he was a tzaddik? Says the Gemara, Shayyibiyadi Limchis Vlaymich, it's only because it was in his ability to protest and he didn't protest. But he himself was a purely righteous person, and that's why Hashem was Naskaradaita and did not bring the world back to as it was in Bereishis. Another teaching for Amr B'yichad Mishum Mishum B'nichay, he says, Mindrich said, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Mishlei? Ish Chacham, the wise man, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he's called in the Az Yashar, Hashem Ish Mochama, he's called Ish. Nishpat es Ish Evel, he judges the foolish and the wicked man, which refers to the kings we're going to mention of Achaz and Amatzia. V'drogaz v'sachak, he gets upset, he laughs, v'ein nochas. In other words, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at them, whether he laughs at them, they're not afraid of him. And they don't consider to repent and do tshuva. So what does this mean? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows. He says, Ka'asti al Achaz. I says, I got angry at Achaz. When the Sata Biyad Malchi Damascus, so one of the Jewish kings, he says, I got upset at him. And I punished him. I gave him over to the hands of the kings of Damascus. What did he do? Zibuch v'kitr lelehehem. He went and he slaughtered and he sacrificed to their gods. Like it says, the pasuk in Divyam Beis says, v'yizbach lelehei Darmesik hamakam boy. He went and he slaughtered to the gods of Darmesik who beat him up, who attacked him. V'yem, he said, ki elehei malchi aram hema azumaisim. You see that the gods of the kings of Aram, they helped them. Lehem azabech v'azruni. I'm going to slaughter to them and they'll save me. V'hem hoyulu lahachshilu chol Yisrael. And those were the ones that were a stumbling block for him and the Jewish people. So he says, I tried getting upset at them and punishing. That didn't help. So a different king, I smiled at him. I laughed with him. And v'nesati malchi Edom yoda, I gave over the kings of Edom in his hand. And what did he do? He brought their gods and bowed down to them. So like it says, the person in Yom Bez says, v'yi achrei bo amatzi ma'kei sadaimim, that after amatzi came from killing and conquering the adaimim, v'yavi es elihei b'nei Seir, he brought the gods of the people of Seir, v'yemidim lo'i lelihim, and he brought them as gods, v'lefnei mishtachvim, in front of them they bowed down, u'lehem yikat, and to them they sacrificed, they burnt. So my papa, he says, this is what people say, that b'choye le lamar, that you could cry to the master, which not necessarily mean master, it's just because that's normally what they say when this smart person wants to talk with someone and prove him, saying, say, explain to him something, you could cry to him, the loyada, he doesn't understand. Chaychil may could laugh at him, the loyada, he still doesn't get it. Vaile lamar, the loyada, bein tav labish, woe to a person that doesn't know between good and bad, no matter what you try, the guy just doesn't get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Jewish people are trying having them come back, either by punishing them or by rewarding them, and either way, it doesn't help, they still went and did avodah zarah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, for another teaching from Rabbi Yechon and Yerushim Yechai, V'yivoy kol sari melech bavel, that all the ministers of the kings of Bavel came to Yerushalayim, V'yishu b'shar ha-tavach, and they settled in the Tavach gate. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yechon and Yerushim Yechai says, Mokum shemechatchen boi halachas, the place where they would cut up and isolate, meaning and to decide halachas and expound halachas, that turned into a meishav leitzim, into a scoffers gathering of the ministers of the king of Bavel, which that's what means the shahar tavach. The word tavach is from the word of chaytich, of cutting, meaning that's when you decide something, you cut down to its basics, to its primary components. That refers to the Temple Mount and to the courtyard, where that's where the Sanhedrin would sit. As the Gemara said earlier on the Pevav Mebeis, there were three Batei Din over there, one in the Lishkas Hagazas, one by the entry of the Azar, one by the Pesach Arbayis. That's where they came now, the ministers of Bavel. And the Amra Papa says, Hai Nam Inchi, regarding such a thing, the people say, this maxim, the Astra de Murray Talalei Zene, in the place of where the Lord hangs his weapons, Taman Kul Baraya, it's over there where the lowly shepherd, Kul Seitala, he hangs his jug. In other words, in the place where they used to go ahead and paskin the holy words of the Torah by the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Sari Bavel now were judging their court cases. Continuing on this theme about the wicked Malchi Yisrael, the Gemara brings Siman and the Manak is Al Sidei Batim by the fields of the houses, Lo Yisunam, there's nothing that's going to happen. Amr Chizda Amr B'Yimri Bar'abi says, Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean the Pasuk in Mishlei? Al Sidei Ish Otzilavarti, by the field of the lazy man I passed by, Val Karim Adam Chasalev, and in the vineyard of the man who's lacking of heart, V'hine Allah Kula Kimshayim, behold, it was totally covered with thorns, Kasu Panav Charulim, its face was covered with nettles, the Gedra Avon of Neharasa and the brick wall was destroyed. Now, what does this mean? So he says it's referring to the wicked kings of the Jewish people. Asadei ish atzlavarti, when it says I went by the field of the lazy person, Ze'achas, that refers to Achaz, who, the reason why he's called a lazy person is because he sealed off the Torah and he stopped doing the work. It's just not doing, which is what laziness is. V'alkerem adam chasalev, and by the vineyard of the man who lacks understanding, Zemanasha, that refers to Menasha, where he was lacking heart, that he cut out the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also damaged the Mizbeach, not aware of what he's losing out. V'hine ala kula kimshen, behold, it was totally covered with thorns, Ze Amon, that refers to Amon, who he had the Mizbeach was totally desolate, as the Gemara says later on Amud Beis, which is like what thorns, like covered, being covered with thorns. And Kasufan of Charulim, its face was covered with nettles, Zelya Yakum, that refers to Yakum, who covered his face from getting the light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says later on, he says, do we need anything from Hashem but the sunlight? Let him take away his sun, which is like covering his face. I didn't even want the sunlight. The Gedra Avanam Nerasa, and the brick wall was demolished. Zed Tzidkiyo, this refers to Tzidkiyo HaMelech, who was a righteous person. But Shenechav Beis HaMikdash B'yam, the Beis HaMikdash, referred to the brick wall, was destroyed in his days. The Gemara continues with another teaching from Amr of Chizda, Amr B'Yirmiyah Bar Abba. He says, Arba Kitois Ein Mekablis Pnei Shechina, there are four groups that do not receive the face of the Divine Presence. Kat Leitzim, the group of scoffers. Kat Shakranim, the group of liars. Kat Chanifim, the group of flatterers. And Kat Masar B'Lashon Hara, the group that says Lashon Hara, the evil speech. As the Gemara explains, Kat Leitzim, the Chesed, where do you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not accept the group of the jokers, the scoffers, the cynics? The Chesed says, the Pasuk in Hosea, Moshech Yodei Es Leitzim, he draws back his hand from the scoffers, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws back his hands from the Leitzim not to come close to them. Kat Shakranim, the Chesed, the group of the liars, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Deivish Shakarim, Lo Yochem, Lo Yaneged Ein, Hashem says, those who speak falsehood will not be established against my eye, I mean, they won't be near me. The Shechina does not accept them. Kat Chanefim, the group of flatterers, like it says the Pasuk in Iyev, Ki loy lefon of Chanef Yaveh, because not in front of him, and in front of Hashem, will a flattery come. Hashem does not accept people that are flatterers. And Kat Mesapi Lashon Hara, the group of those who say Yobel Lashon Hara, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki loy keil chavitz resha atar, because you're not a God that wants wickedness. Lo yigur chara, evil will not dwell with you, meaning tzadik ata. You are righteous, Hashem, aliyah b'magur chara, and therefore it cannot dwell with you evil, which that refers to those who say Yobel Lashon Hara, like it says later there in the Pasuk. Taivei debichaz, of those who speak falsehood will be lost. Ish damim, a man of blood, etc. And the Nosa says later on, kirba ma'ubis, their inside is empty. Kever pesuach, grinding, talking about their throat, meaning regarding speech, evil speech, those type of people are not makabal the Pnei Shechina. Another teaching from Rav Chizda, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, says, "My Dechsev wasn't in the pasuk in Tehillim that says Leisuun Alecha Ra, nothing bad will happen to you. V'negel Leikir Balecha, and an affliction will not come near to your tent." Says the Gemara, it means Leisuun Alecha Ra, and it says nothing bad will happen to you. Shalei Yishleit Behen Yitzahara, that the evil incarnation will not rule over you, which is Ra. And V'negel Leikir Balecha, a nega will not come close to your oil. What does that mean? Shalei Timtze Ishtecha Safek Nida, you will not encounter and find your wife to be a doubtful Nida, period of menstruation when she's forbidden to her husband, B'shashatav Minadach, when he comes home from the trip. Which that refers to Ba'oilecha, in your tent, which means in your wife, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that a person's oil is always referring to his wife. And therefore, when a person comes back from a trip, it's very difficult for him to find his wife in the unsure state, a doubtful state of Nida, actually more than if she was definitely in Nida. Because it's regarding a doubtful situation when he's in pain, and then his inclination pushed him to say, probably not a problem, she's probably tar, and for nothing holding myself back, that's more painful than if she was definitely. That's what's being told to him, that you will not find a nega in your oil. Davach, or different interpretation, nothing bad will happen to you. You will not be perturbed with bad dreams and with bad thoughts. And an affliction will not come close to your oil. Which is from a person's oil. You will not have a son or a student that will cook his food out in the public, which some Gersois have, which many times in Shas this is, which were censored by the censors. For example, Yesha HaNaitzri, which was that type of a person, which is embarrassing for the teachers, that was being told to David Amel, that was being told in this pasuk that you're not going to have. Now, says the Gemara, Ad Kan Bercha Aviv. It was up until this part, meaning from this part in the Pesukim and Tehillim, which was the blessing of David, the father, to his son Shlomo. And we could assume that's how it is from the way we understand the brachas in this pasuk, is that you could know that it was his father that was blessing him, because generally it's a father that talks about these types of things. Safek Nida, Yitzahara, bad thoughts, sons and students that shouldn't be doing bad things. So it makes sense it was David who was giving this bracha to his son Shlomo. But a woman doesn't think about those types of things. She just thinks about soft, emotional things, which she prays for her son, that he should be saved from bad things, from getting hurt. And therefore, accordingly, the Gemara darshins the pasuk, who is it that's saying these psukim? Therefore, mekan ve'elich berachasa imait. From this point on, with the psukim continue in this parak, that's it's his mother of Shlomo who is blessing him. Or another reason is because when it says ki malachim, which we're going to quote, sounds like it ended one bracha and starting a whole new thing. So therefore, accordingly, the Gemara compares to who would it make sense that's saying these new categories. So it's Shlomo Melech's mother now who goes on to say more things about safety, security. Ki malachim itzavalach, because his angels will command you, l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha, to safeguard you in all your paths. Al kapayim misu'uncha, on the palms, they'll lift you up, v'goyim, etc. Al shachav lefes and tidrech b'goyimer, on the lion and the viper, you will go, etc. Says the Gemara, ad kan berchasa ima. And then the pasuk stops over here. Up until here is the blessing of his mother. Now, a third phase in this parakantilam, Mekam ve'elach berchasa shemayim. From here on, it's the heaven that's blessing him. It's continuing to Medbeis, where the pasuk says, ki vichasha, because in me he desires, vafaltei, and I'll save him. And that's only appropriate in the master of the world, meaning regarding Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is saying, oh, it's in me that he desires, and fear of me, then I'll faltei, then I'll save him. Asagveyu ki yadosh me, I'll leave him alone, because he knows my name, yikre'eni ve'anehu. He'll call out to me, I'll answer to him. With him, I'm with him in the pain. I'll take him out, I'll honor him. The length of days, I'll satiate him, and I'll have him see in my salvation. So that's three different parts in that pasuk. The Gemara continues with the related teaching. Amr Shim Malakish, he says, what does it mean the pasuk in Iyuv? V'imana mersham oirim. He will hold back from the wicked their light. Uzraya ramati shaver, and the outstretched arm he's going to break. Now, the question of the Gemara is, Memnei ma'ayin shal rishoyim tuluya. Why is it that in that word of rishoyim, the letter ayin is not written on the same line as the rest of the word? Rather, it's like hanging higher above, and it almost looks like that the letter ayin is not there, and as if it says the word rishoyim. Why is it like that? Says the Gemara, ki mishanasa adam rishoyim mamata, because once a person becomes who pour down here, meaning that he has enemies and people don't like him, Nasa Rosh Malmala, he becomes poor above, meaning you should know that they hate him up in Shemayim. That's why it says Roshim. The word Rosh means poor, meaning there's two types of poverty, one down here and one up there. So the Gemara asks, then, V'loy Nichteve, then the Ayin should not be written Klal at all. So why does it even have the Ayin? It's like it's not there, so why is it there? So says the Gemara, Rebuyechim Rebelazar. Chadam Mne Kavodesh HaDavid. One says because of the dignity of David, to tell you that this halacha only applies by wicked people and not by tzaddikim, because David also had many enemies. Not to think that since he had enemies, and therefore he was hated up there, chas v'sholom. Another one says because of the honor of Nechemim Mechachalia, who also had many enemies, specifically from the non-Jews who wanted to kill him because he was building the Beis HaMikdash, as the pasuk says in Ezra, Nechem Yadalad, or actually he had people that wanted to take vengeance on him from the Jewish people, as it's obvious from the pesukim over there, that they were disgraceful to him. Now, that's why the pasuk has the ayin over there to say that this halacha of Rashim is only by Rishoim, but not by Tzaddikim. Because David and Nechemi, they did have enemies, but they were not hated up above. They were righteous people. Continuing with the three kings who we said in the Mishnah, we discussed on the Dafim regarding that they don't have a chilgo im abba, turn by the Brisa that Menashe ha'yishoyin ha'chamishim ha'chamishim upon the Teres Ka'ayim. He had 55 different interpretations in Teres Ka'ayim, which are the Midrashic interpretations in Sefer VaYikra, that every single year he would have a novel interpretation from his pilpul, keneged shnei machus, which correlated to the amount of years that he was king. Every single year he came up with a new interpretation in the Pesukim of Sefer VaYikra. Achav shmoyin ha'chamisha, Achav had 85 interpretations, and Yeruvah me'vashleishi had 103. Tanya learned the Braisa, Hayur Meyo Aimer, he adds on that Avshalom in Lachag Mabah. Avshalom, the son of David, also does not have a portion of the world to come. Shalom, like it says, the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Says, Vayaku es Avshalom v'yimisuhu, that they killed Avshalom and they killed him. Yaakov means they smote him, which they killed him, and they killed him. What's the redundancy? Says the Gemara, similar like we had by Achav, the Yakuhu, when they killed him, means Bo'el Mazah, in this world, be Misu, and then he was died, Lo'el Mabon means in the world to come. Tanulin, the Breiser, B'shim Lazayim, B'shim Rameyah, says Nimr Meir, Achaz v'Achazia, who were from the kings of Yehuda, from the Davidic dynasty, and we know that they were wicked. However, Ammon and Yoyakim are not counted in this list, even though they were also very wicked, as the Gemara tells us later on. But regarding them, we have a tradition that they will be revived in the world to come. But Achaz and Achazia, v'chol malchi Yisrael, and all the kings of the Jewish, the 10 tribes, which were that split off from malchi Yehuda, Shekasben, which is written by them, v'yasara b'ein Hashem, that it says that they did the evil in the eyes of Hashem, lo yichayin, they will not live to be brought back to life in the world to come with the righteous, and they won't be judged in Gehenna. Now, specifically, the Gemara is telling us in Malchi Yisrael, but Shloime and Sidkia, who are from the Davidic dynasty, even though by them it says, they will live in the world to come. There's a pasuk in Malachim Beis that says, continuing on Menashe, from the three wicked kings, it says, "V'gam dam noki shafach Menashe harbim oiden." Also, a lot of innocent blood Menashe spilled very much. Ada shemilis Yerushalayim pelepe, until he filled up the Yerushalayim from here to there. Levad mechatasa shehichtes Yehuda lasara bein Hashem. Besides all that he caused the Jewish people to sin, that he did bad in the eyes of Hashem. So what does it mean that he filled blood from one end of the filling up the whole Yerushalayim? Hacha tagimu, here in Babel they translated shahar Yishai, means that he killed Yishaya Hanavi. But Marava Amri in the West, and so they translated means sha'asit selim, that he made an idol. Masri elibani adam, that was a load that had to be carried by 1,000 people. Ubachol yoyim b'yoyim harikulim, and every single day it would kill all those who would carry. They would crush under the weight of that, and therefore the whole Yerushalayim was filled with blood, because every day 1,000 people were being killed by trying to carry this idol of Menashe. Now says the Gemara, Kaman Azla, Hada Amar Rabbi Bachana, who would be going like this teaching Rabbi Bachana, that Shekula Neshama Shal Tzadik Echad, that it's equal, it's the equivalent of one soul of a righteous person, Kenegit Kalam Kula, correlating to the whole entire world. Says the Gemara, Kaman Dami Yishaya Harag, like that opinion that says that Menashe killed Yishaya, and on that is what the Pasuk is saying, that he filled up Yerushalayim from blood from one end to the other, because the soul of a righteous person is equal as if he filled up the whole Yerushalayim with dead people. Gemara has a question. It says, "Ksiv." It says in Devar Yamim Beis that Pesel, that it says that he made the graven image that he put into the Beis Hamikdash. Uksiv, but the pasuk also says in Devar Yamim Psilim that he put the Asherim and the Psilim in the Beis Hamikdash. So was it one or was it many? So Rabbi Yochanan explains that Betchila Osle Parts of Echad. Originally, he made that Avodah Zarah with one face. Well, B'Seif Osle, at the end, he made that Menashe made for that image Arbar Petzufim. Four faces, Kadesha Tirishchina, so that the divine presence should see from every side when you enter into the Heichel, it should see an image facing it, Betichos, and that the divine presence should get angry, so to speak, from seeing, no matter what direction it is, the face of the graven image. Now, talking about him bringing in the Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash from the wicked kings, the Gemara goes through the Hishtalshlus, the way it went. Achaz Hamid Baliyah. Achaz was wicked. He brought the Avodah Zarah into the upper story of the Beis HaMikdash. And then, like says the pasuk in Malachim Beis, "Ves haMizbechos asher al hagag aliyas Achaz v'gemer," and the altars which were on the roof of the upper story of Achaz, where he brought the Avodah Zarah over there. Menashe did more than that. He made a Beheichel. He was a wicked king. He put it into the sanctuary. Something says about Malachim Beis. So the Yosim is Pesla Asher Asher Asa, that he placed the image of the Asherah that he made, Bevayis Asher Amar Hashem Al David Shlem Benoy, in the house, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem said to David and his son Shlema, Bevayis Hazel B'Yushalayim, in this house and Yerushalayim, Asher Becharetim Kol Shev Tisol, which I have chosen from all the tribes of Jewish people, Asim Hashem Elohim, I will place my name forever. It was there that he brought in the Avodah Zarah. Amon did even worse. Hichnis lebeis kachay kachay. He brought into the holiest of the holies with the Aron is. Shnoik says the pasuk in Yeshaya, ki katzar hamatzah mistareya, because the couch is too short from stretching. Vamaseicha tzarik kiskanes, and the cover is too tight when it's rolled up. So it explains the Gemara. Maiki katzar hamatzah mistareya. What does it mean that the couch is too short to be stretched out? So Amar Rabbi Shmuel by Nachman Amar Bi'Yunus, he says, Ki katzar matzah zeh, because this couch is too small, milihistare, the word histare could be milistare, to rule all over it, shnei reim, two friends, ke'echad, as one, Meaning to say, as if the divine presence and that graven image should share this matzah, this couch, meaning referring to the Beis HaMikdash, they both can't fit in there into that same place. It doesn't make sense if we desire it in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Maiva Masechet Tzar V'Grema, what does it mean that the cover was too tight to when it's rolled up? So Amar Shmuel Ben Chmeini, he gives the midrashic interpretation of the pasuk. He says that Rabbi Yonason, when he reached this pasuk, have a kabochi with cry. He says, Misha Kasabai, regarding someone referring to their Bein Shalom, that it says in Tehillim Kainit Kaneid Mahayom, that's the word Kis Kanes, that he gathers like a wall the waters of the river, the waters of the sea, that Hashem makes it like a wall, and they did this by the Yamsuf and by the Yarden. Tasli Masechet Tzara, that's what it said, Vahamasechet Tzara, meaning that the molten graven image is going to be for Hashem like a woman has her co-rival wife. That's what it's going to be, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem has to contend with this Avodah Zarah. That's how he would cry. He says, can you imagine such a thing? In the holiest of holies, where Hashem is, that's where they put the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues, talking about the wickedness of these kings. Achaz bitalis avoid. Achaz stopped the service in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chasam esat Torah, and he sealed off the learning of the Torah. Shlomo, like it says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Tzar tu'uda, he bound together the testimony. Chasayim Torah belimudai, that he said that the Torah should be sealed with my students. That's it, he stopped all learning. As we said in Oman Alf, that he's the atzel. No more avoid. Menashe kader es eskaris, Menashe cut out the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah, v'haras as a mizbeach, and he destroyed the mizbeach. Amon sarv as a Torah, he burnt the Torah. V'hela shemam as a gam mizbeach, and he made the mizbeach totally desolate, where it was full of cobwebs, where he stopped the service totally until it was just covered with spider webs on the mizbeach. Achaz hitter es a erva. Achaz permitted, meaning he made it like it's permitted. Arayas, forbidden sexual relationships. Gemara tells us Menashe bala chayse. Menashe had cohabited with his sister. Amen Baal Ima, he cohabited with his mother. Shemak says the pasuk in Dibur Yomim Beis, Kihu Amen, he's Amen. Here by Ashma, he had very much guilt, very much did bad, which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Lazar. Chad Amesh served as Torah. One says because he burnt the Torah. Vachad Amesh Baal Ima, like we said, one says because he had cohabited with his mother. As the Gemara tells us that Amr Le'ima, his mother said to him, Klum Yeshlucha Noam Imokam Shayetzasim Imenu, do you have any pleasure from the place where you came from? I mean, generally, a place where a person comes from is already satiated from it. He already had enough, and he doesn't desire that place. Here, you're cohabiting with me from the place where you came out of. So, Amallah, he said to his mother, "Kolamani Oisa, what do you think I'm doing this? Elahach says, bar just to anger my Creator. Yeah, I'm not getting any pleasure. I'm just doing it to get God." Now, Kiyasi Yaakim, when Yaakim came, Amr, he said, "Kamai, the earlier kings before me, lo yadi larguzi. They didn't know how to get Hashem angry." Like he was a blasphemer. He said, what do we need from Hashem already? All we need is that his son that gives us light. Let him come and take his light away. We have this gold, which is called Zahav Parvim, a certain type of refined gold, which we use, which makes more light than even the light of the sun. Let him take his light away. What do we need him for? So Amrulay, the people of the generation said to him, because the people of his generation, as we said in Amman Alf, were righteous people. As we said, that the reason why Hashem did not destroy the world and bring back to Bereshis at that time was because of his generation, which calmed him down. They said to him, but v'alekesev ezav shalayhu, what do you mean we don't need Hashem? The silver and the gold that you're saying we could use to light is his itself. Shnum, like the pasuk says of Chagai, li harkesev li azav no mashem tzavakas. Mine is the silver, mine is the gold, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts. So he said to them, wait, Kvar Nos no longer, but he already gave it to us. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashemayim Shemayim L'Hashem. The heavens is for Hashem. But V'oretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam, the land he's given to mankind, and therefore we don't need Hashem anymore. You can go away. We have what you gave us, and we don't need you, which is the goal that we have. Now, the Gemara asks, Amalei Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari, Mevneima Leimonu Es Yayakim. Why was Yayakim not counted from those that were mentioned in our Mishnah of the wicked kings that don't have a portion of the world to come? Because it says regarding him, the pasuk in Divya Yom Beis, the Yester Divya Yaakim, that the other things that were Yaakim did, the Tayvaisev and his abominations, Asha Asa, that he did, Vanimtzalav, which were found in him, that's the reason why, because he was such a wicked person, he wasn't counted. In other words, the Gemara is basically saying rhetorically, you obviously see he was a very wicked person, why is he not counted? Because as the Gemara says, my Vanimtzalav, what does it mean that the wickedness which is found in him, what's on him, on his body itself? One says that he engraved the name of an Avodah Zarah on his male member because he was so attached to it. Other one says he engraved the name of Hashem to disgrace it on his male member. Either way, we see he was a very wicked person. Why isn't he from those that don't have a portion of the world to come? So he responded to him. He says, look, but Malachim Leshemati, regarding the kings, I don't know why they didn't count Yoyakim as that who does not have a portion of the world to come. But Bedyeit Shemati, regarding the four commoners, which we mentioned in the Mishnah, that are famous personalities that do not have a portion of the world to come, that he says, that I did here. And that is, why did they not count Micha with those four commoners in the Mishnah that does not have a portion of the world to come? The reason for that is because his bread was found for all passerbys. And that is, everyone in the world would go ahead and stay and lodge by him and eat by him. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, which actually there is no such Pasuk, but the idea is brought out in Nach, that whoever would pass by and come by the Levim, which refers to Micha, we'd get fed for him, and that's why he is not from those who are counted as Ein Lam Chelk Mabo. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Zechariah that says, continue on Micha, V'avar Bayam Tzara, that in the sea it passed by a rival, V'hika Bayam Galam, and it hit in the waters the waves. So Amar B'Yichni says, Zepsipisle Shal Micha, this refers to the graven image of Micha, meaning when Moshe Beinu wrote Hashem's name and he threw it into the Nilus, the river in Egypt, to bring up the Aron, the coffin of Yosef. So Micha came and he snuck it and he took that name of Hashem, and that's what it means. The pasuk va'over bayam tzara, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu was passing the Jewish people through the Yamsuf. Micha went with them, where in his hand was the name to ultimately, which was used to make the eagle by throwing it into the fire. Out came that golden calf. Or actually, another interpretation is that Micha actually made a graven image, and he brought that with him when the Jewish people were crossing the Yamsuf. That va'avar bayam tzara, the tzara, the rival, as we said before, the avodah zara, passed by the Yamsuf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle for them. Tanya Blit Nabrais Reb Nosnaim, he says migrav l'shila, the place of Micha, which was grav, which was where the pestle, the avodah zara of Micha was, and Shiloh was where the Mishkan was. Gimel Milan, there was a distance of 3 mil between those two places. And the smoke from the pyre of the Mizbeach and the smoke of the by which they sacrificed by the Vedazar of Micha would mix and mingle one with the other. Imagine that, what we have the antithesis mixing with the other one. Bikshu Malach Hashar Sladachve. So the ministering angels wanted to push away Micha and get rid of him. So Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Hinichu lo, leave him alone. Shepita mitzui lo evadrachim, because his bread is found for passable. He gives people food. You can't just get rid of him. Now says the Gemara, Valdavazeh, and for this thing of the pestle of Micha, for his avodah zarah, which the Jewish people did not protest, Nenshu Anshei Pelegish Begiva, the punishment was with the men of the infamous story of the concubine of Giva, which was a story that was of horrific proportions, that this concubine, which was chased away from her husband and then came back, and then she was violated by men, by Sheva Binyamin, and then it caused a whole civil war in the Jewish people, where the Jewish people fell in the hands of Binyamin, 40,000 of them were killed. Why did they get punished? Because Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Bechvaydi loy mechisa, my honor, when Micha made a pestle, he was doing avodah zarah out in the open, no one protested. And al kavodish l'bas of adam, but regarding the honor of a flesh and blood, regarding this concubine, made this whole uproar. Mechisim, with that you protest, and because of that contrast, which a person is judged by the contrast, since for that you did and this you didn't, therefore there was that great punishment, and all those thousands of people, the Jewish people who didn't protest, were punished by that incident of Pelegish Begiva.